This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hangs in the balance still as we come at you live, getting ready to turn the page on Election Day and head into the next day here pretty soon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what I'm really proud of, though, is so many Americans went out and voted early and voted on Election Day. I traditionally vote on Election Day. I'm new to Florida, having spent a big chunk of time in Texas, and I went out and voted on Election Day and thanked all the poll workers because, frankly, we've heard some crazy things that have happened to people who were working the polls who are both Democrats and Republicans, which I think is absolutely outrageous, but I certainly didn't see any of that. And we've heard some really nice things that have gone on, actually, in polling places, thank goodness. So maybe the better angels prevailed with people who were furious over some of the things that are happening in this country, because divided we stand, that's for sure, politically speaking and in many other areas. Right now, control of Congress, as of 12:07 a.m. Eastern, 46 Democrats, 46 Republicans. This is where we are as far as the Senate is concerned. When we look at the House, there has been a pickup for Republicans of 4 and -4 for the Democrats. So we're looking at what's going to happen there ultimately, which I expect the House would skew Republicans. They would get the pickups of 5 that were needed. But some of the races are just too close to call at this point. One I knew would happen, and this one is a big one in the net gain for Donald Trump, the former president, who I believe next Tuesday is going to announce officially that he's running for president. Republican venture capitalist J.D. Vance projected to win for sure the race for U.S. Senate in Ohio, absolutely, defeating Congressman Tim Ryan, the Democrat, and keeping the seat in the GOP's hands. So that's where that looks like. I mean, polls had been really close between these two. And if you know Vance, you know he's the author of Hillbilly Elegy as well. That was a book that was popular that was then turned into a movie. Both announced their candidacy after Senator Rob Portman, the Republican, said he was going to retire at the end of his term. So Vance's primary race had some serious money in it. He was financed by billionaire Peter Thiel, who had Vance working for him at his venture capital firm. There was a lot of money that was dumped into this race, and he was heavily endorsed by Donald Trump and outraised 4-1 by Ryan in the second quarter, though, of 2022. So what then was interesting, and why I start with this, is this was such a close race, and with the Senate where it is, the Senate Leadership Fund, there's something called the Senate Leadership Fund. It's a political action committee associated with the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell. They invested $28 million in radio. Yeah, radio and television ads to support Vance in these weeks leading up to the election. And it looks like it was money that was well spent in that direction because of where that race ended up, and win. So you look at these elections, and there's a lot of different places that will go with this, and you see how close. The red wave that was projected is a little bit smaller of a wave. Republicans, like I said, will flip the House, I can't imagine. They do still have the shot to take the Senate, but it looked like it was going to be really just a complete tsunami. We're still waiting for the winners in some of the biggest Senate races, but there have been other gains in Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania in other areas. The one that's so close is what's happening in Georgia, because we talked about Herschel Walker and some of the woes that he was having lately in the past 2 months, and Warnock, the Democrat, the incumbent. But it looks like there it's too close to call, and if nobody gets 50%, then it means December 8th, they have that runoff. So it could be a waiting game, and that wouldn't be shocking. We may not know what's going to happen there. For the Republicans, another key gain was Ted Budd. He's projected and should win the Senate race in North Carolina. So Budd was another candidate who was heavily backed by Donald Trump, and Trump went and stumped for him, etc. And as I said, there were other areas that are interesting to look at, not just what's happening on the national front, but also what's happening locally in some areas, what's happening when it comes to the governorships that were up, because there was 36 of those. And there were some interesting local issues, too. And I'll say it again, to me, it's so much that so many of you went out and voted. By the way, another key Senate race that's too close is, at this point, Fetterman and Oz. Fetterman being the Democrat who had a stroke, 5 months ago. And Oz, of course, of Dr. Oz TV fame, he was backed by Donald Trump, too, the former prez as well, who was over the weekend, again, going out and talking to people for Oz right now. And this keeps flipping back and forth. Fetterman, 49.3% of the vote to Oz's 48.3%. But this keeps going back and forth. So very, 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 very close. Off the top of my head, and one we were watching, is Greg Abbott is, again, the governor of Texas for the third time. Beto O'Rourke was challenging him, and he took that much, much earlier in the evening. It was pretty clear that he was going to win it. Popular Texas Republican governor, one who, like Ron DeSantis, who went in Florida, both were fighting on the immigration front and had sent plane loads of immigrants and busloads to other areas out of their state, saying that if you're not paying attention to what's going on at the borders, we're going to show you. That was one of the big things that happened in 2022. And that was one of the issues that people talked about in the exit polls. Although inflation, the economy, that was absolutely number one without a question. That was what so many people, when they went to vote, that's exactly what they were thinking about, exactly what they were thinking about. And then you've got Republican Kari Lake trailing in the Arizona governor's race. I know a lot of people are listening to us in the great state of Arizona. And this one, Katie Hobbs, the Democrat leading, this keeps switching around too with precincts that are coming in, but she's got 56.67% of the vote to Kari Lake's 43.33% of the vote. But we're watching to see, you know, what's going to continue to happen there. So hang with us. We're going to talk more about the election coming up at the tail end of the hour. A little football, fair, not fair or foul. We're doing football at the end.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Play it. All right, so it was about early voting. Over 41 million people voted, early mail-in, early in-person votes cast. That's tremendous. So many people went to the polls today. Again, this is Kate Delaney. And, yeah, we're going to talk some football at the end, as I was trying to get out of my mouth because people are texting me from all over the country. Nail the score is the proper way of telling you that it is your chance to win some fabulous prizes. And we decided to go on with it and not, interrupt it for what we were doing with, obviously, these important election results as we move along. So we have plenty of time for both of those instead of shifting that. And I heard from many of you, are you going to do Nail the Score? I'm going to email my guests in or call in. So remember, you call in the last segment when we pick the game of the week. It is kind of like politics is like that. I think politics is like sports. I've thought that for the last really two decades. But it's 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So some of the other things that we're seeing, there's some incumbents that will be out. There are going to be a lot of new faces. There are Senate races too close to call in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada. That's big because we're talking about the control, the balance of power there and what that means. And I mentioned some of that at the top of this. You know, it's interesting because in one sense we know the former president, I would be stunned if he didn't, and I know too many people connected to the former prez that have said this to me all along, that there's absolutely no way he's not going to do this now at this point. So are we going to see the repeat of Biden-Trump? And when you're the president, no matter Republican, Democrat, whoever's in the White House, it is a referendum. So while the House and the Senate hang in balance, it's a test of Biden's presidency, and you have people beyond frustrated, as I already said, with inflation inflation, the economy, and you hear that again and again. And of course you do, because there's mouths to feed, people, and that's the deal. When it hits you in the wallet, when you're shopping and you're trying to stretch, you're going to the dollar store, you're doing whatever you can, and it's frustrating, and it's juggling another job, and it's trying to figure it out, and it's kids that you have to tell you don't have XYZ because everything went up so much, and you feel it, and you wonder what's happening, and this is your world. This is the bubble that you live in. This is what's we all have in common, where we are and what we're doing there. And of course there are important cultural issues. There are things that affect us in our lives beyond the money side of things, but it's what we have to deal with. So there's a lot of key races across the country that are unsettled still late on Tuesday going into Wednesday. And there will be, in some areas, like I said, some new faces. But will one of those new faces, for example, be Herschel Walker or not in Georgia? You know, or not, or will we see something else? In Maryland, a former nonprofit chief, Wes Moore, a Democrat, who defeated the far-right Republican Dan Cox to become the first black person elected governor in the history of the state. That was key. Republicans clinched statewide victories all over Florida. That was expected. Early wins in the Senate and in the governor's races. Marco Rubio easily in again. And Ron DeSantis, who we think really wants to run for president, he's the governor still, of reelected again, of the great state of Florida. All together, if we took it all together, Republicans spent $359 million on broadcast advertising aimed at looking at the contest as kind of a referendum on Democratic policies around crime and inflation. Democrats, on the other hand, put in $422 million in ads focused on Republican efforts to ban access to abortion, and also talking about what they cast, how they positioned it in different parts of the country as extremism. And there's ad impacts, and they track television and digital political ads. And I mentioned how much was dumped into the one race. Well, in this case, overall, that's where some of that Democratic money went, and where the Republican money went, where they thought that was the way to play this game. And again, a third of voters said inflation was the biggest issue affecting their vote. These are exit polls. That's why exit polls can be so important. It doesn't mean the only thing, but it was huge. Other issues, of course, crime, immigration, and gun policy actually was a bit higher than abortion. About three quarters of voters said things in the country were headed in the wrong direction, In Phoenix, and in Arizona, but in Phoenix, let's narrow that down, some were voting against candidates more than anything else. There is serious passion running through Arizona. I listened to a lot of things earlier on the tube. I was getting texts from people about what they were hearing and what some of my friends were seeing in Arizona. So it's interesting to look at these races and to look at what is it that fuels someone when they go and vote. And it's a referendum on so many things in so many different areas, but clearly the one thing is that people wanted their voices to be heard, right? And you've got the 2024 presidential election that's looming in the background, and you know that you've got the former president who is absolutely hinting, telling you that he's going to launch another bid for the White House. And you have Republicans scrambling to you know, get through the midterm elections. And this is clearly smart, a smart play here. And it's one of the things that Trump said is that he was going to let the midterms be the midterms and wait until next week to make, you know, announcements. Again, obviously what it's going to be is he's running, but to let this all play out and see, you know, where it falls. And you look in Colorado, Michael Bennett, he prevailed over the Republican Joe O'Dea, who has criticized Trump and positioned himself as a moderate. That didn't work. And in Georgia, it's what is it going to be? Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, trailing the Republican nominee Herschel Walker with more than two-thirds of the vote counted. Walker, a former football player, first-time candidate, shy of the 50% threshold, though, which you have to have to avoid a runoff. And he's been incredibly competitive despite personal scandals and accusations and all kinds of things that have come up with him in the past, really, 6 weeks. And he's in this. In Pennsylvania, I mentioned this, Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and his challenger, the Republican nominee, Oz, a celebrity doctor in a tight race for that seat that's been held by retiring Republican Senator Toomey. And initially, it looked like, you know, Fetterman was surging early on in this race, and now there's a lot of focus on crime and his health. He had a stroke days before the primary this spring and struggled with his words during that October debate. Then in Nevada, you have Senator Catherine Mastro, the Democrat, the first Latino elected to the Senate, and she entered the day really in a toss-up race with a challenger, Adam Laxalt, the former state attorney general, and the Trump campaign guy who played a big role in some of what was going on with the former president with the last election. In Arizona again, Senator Mark Kelly facing the Republican challenger Blake Masters, a venture capitalist who was also boosted by Peter Thiel, the conservative tech billionaire I mentioned before. In New Hampshire, which Biden won by about 7 points, Senator Maggie Hassan trying to fend off the Republican nominee, Bullduck, who is an Army veteran. So this is playing out. Voters around the country weighing these ballot measures, too. We'll talk about those before the end of the hour.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Control of both chambers of Congress is on the line, with the GOP needing net gains of just one seat to win the Senate and 5 seats to win the House. Governorships, secretaries of states, and attorneys general are also on the ballot. As expected, not all election results will be available right away. Polls are now closed in Pennsylvania, but counting there will take longer than expected. Democrat John Fetterman is the state's lieutenant governor, and Republican Mehmet Oz is a celebrity doctor and first-time candidate. The two are facing off for an open U.S. Senate seat. Georgia took over the top spot in the college football playoff top 25 rankings released Tuesday night after its impressive 27-13 win over previous number one, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Joined by Dawn Jackson, a.k.a. DJ Blattner. She is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified specialist in sports dietetics. She's the author of two rockin' books. One of them is ranked a top plant-based diet book by U.S. News & World Report, pretty heady stuff. And her second book, The Superfood Swap, is awesome. I actually checked that out. So you see her all over the tube. What I like is she was the head dietitian for the Chicago Cubs for 10 years. That tells you something. And she's here to talk about Pomegranate Month with us. It's National Pomegranate Month, and I love them. So this is perfect timing. Dawn, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I can't believe we're talking about the holidays. How exciting.
So tell us about the benefits of it.
All right, so here's what it is. We need to get in the holiday spirit. And to do that, making nutritious and delicious food and sharing it with your loved ones is such a great idea. And that's why I love that I'm partnering with Palm Wonderful, talking all things pomegranate, all things holiday. And there is so much to celebrate. You mentioned November is National Pomegranate Month. Palm is celebrating its 20-year anniversary, and I have four recipes here that will be sure to get you into the holiday spirit.
Ooh, so give us those recipes.
Okay, so what I love about Palm Wonderful is you can add it really to any part of your meal to boost how beautiful it is, how delicious it is, and get a boost of antioxidants. So here's first up, the Palm Ricotta Crostini. Now this has a drizzle of pomegranate molasses made from pomegranate juice. And a lot of times people think that when you cook food, it decreases the antioxidants. But that is not the case with pomegranate juice. Palm Wonderful did research and simmered pomegranate juice for hours. And they found that those antioxidants stay strong all throughout that cooking. So now we can feel good about cooking with pomegranate juice. Next up, I have the Palm Meatless Meatballs. And these are a great addition to your holiday table for anybody who is more plant-based. And in these, I use the Palm Wonderful Pomegranate Arils in the mix and on top. And so not only are you getting that boost of antioxidants, but also a good source of fiber. A half of a cup has 4 grams of fiber. And that's so important because we're just not getting enough fiber. So those are delicious. And then we have the Palm Citrus Olive Oil Cake. And here I use the Palm Wonderful Pomegranate Arils in these cups. Oh my gosh, they do all the work for you. You could just open it up, put these on anything for the holidays that you're making, and it looks so beautiful, just like this cake. And then finally, I have the Palm Spiced Cider. And this is made with Palm Wonderful 100% pomegranate juice, which is made from whole pressed pomegranates. And there's nothing else, never any added sugar, and it has 4 times more antioxidants than green tea on average. And so when you're making that cider, your whole house smells like the holidays, and you can feel good because all of those antioxidants are staying strong as you're heating that cozy drink.
Oh, yeah, and you said it, the fiber and the antioxidants are so key. Pomegranate's so pretty, too, so it's perfect for the holidays. Where can we go to find more information at?
For these recipes and even so much more inspiration, you can go to palmwonderful.com.
DJ, thank you so much. That was great.
From pomegranate to politics, still too many races to call at this point when we look at the Senate. Democrats now 47 to the Republicans 46. We're talking about seats, of course. And then when we look at the House, I can't imagine we're not going to see the Republicans take the balance there. They've picked up 4 seats officially. There's still many races that are coming in, but I'm very certain that will go in the other direction. I've been mentioning the ones that are just too close to call at this point because the House and the Senate hang in the balance in a big test of things to come, and there's some interesting takeaways from this election for sure. Don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the hour. Somebody sent me an email. You mean not Nail the Politician? No, Nail the Score. I pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you call up and you pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. You get to predict the balance there and what the outcome of that game will be. Well, I did not win the Powerball, and neither did Jeremy Paulson, who I think I convinced to play for the first time, and he bought 3 tickets. Boo! It's a boo. It is, because it would have been huge to win that, and I would have put some money into the prize for any of you who would win Nail the Score. But somebody bought a Powerball ticket in Los Angeles County worth $2.4 billion. Yep, it was sold in the Los Angeles area at a convenience store, and that is a bank-breaking number, historic drawing for the jumbo jackpot. Crazy that Jeremy played for the very first time and some others did for the very first time, and they couldn't even find out if they won the lottery, because it took them 10 hours ultimately to have the drawing, right? The drawing happened just before 9 a.m. on Tuesday because they were still processing, I guess, sales and play data. That's what the Multi-State Lottery Association said officially. That's part of what happened. But hey, in addition to the jackpot, 22 tickets worth $1 million that matched all 5 numbers except the Powerball were sold in 16 states. So congratulations to all of those people. Would probably be an exciting moment. And maybe some of those people were first-timers or people that hardly ever play the lottery. Before we go back to the election and some of the other issues that were out there across the states that people were deciding on, there is never a good time to hear that there is a possible hurricane. People in Florida, along the east coast of Florida, are bracing for that crazy rare November hurricane. We've been talking about it. Tropical storm Nicole is gathering more strength and is transitioning from a subtropical storm to a tropical storm. And it brushed over the islands in the Bahamas and will probably have that Cat 1 hurricane strength before making landfall on Florida's southeast coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. So there's time to prepare. We always say that Tuesday and Wednesday are that's what it's about, before the worst of the worst could possibly arrive. Experts are predicting Nicole could trigger a storm surge of up to 5 feet. So that's going to be heavy rain, and there's going to be people that are dealing with water, coastal flooding, tropical storm, force winds, heavy rain into the eastern part of Florida. It's all supposed to make a swing. It's supposed to make a swing that will hit like the Tampa area, come back toward Orlando, and then shoot up the coast ultimately. So watching and tracking all of that is big. I know that after voting and walking the dog, I was talking to some Floridians in the dog park area, and they were telling me, oh, we could see some water. Be careful again. So it's not Ian-like winds that we're talking about or water, but certainly gusty stuff where you could maybe even have some wind damage, 35 mile an hour winds, maybe up to 65 mile an hour winds. It just depends, because all of that can change when it gets up to the Space Coast and north of Cape Canaveral and then makes a turn. But for sure there's going to be some wicked weather, whatever it turns out to be. There will be weather again. Let's put it that way. Maryland legalized recreational marijuana. Kentucky voted on abortion. There were some big ballot measures that were at play across the states, millions of voters, besides what I've been talking about with the U.S. House and Senate, state and local officials. That's why I think it's so important, because a lot of key things that happen in your area, you want to know who's representing you, right? And people weighed in on everything from accessing abortion to legalizing pot, and outlawing slavery was even on the ballot in some places. So after the Supreme Court earlier this year overturned their landmark decision in Roe v. Wade, Kansas voters chose to uphold the right to an abortion in their state. And in the midterms, abortion access advocates were hoping states across the country they would see the same result. Well, California, Kentucky, Michigan, and Vermont all had similar questions to voters. In Montana, there was a referendum that could mean criminal charges for healthcare workers if they didn't take all medically appropriate and responsible actions, that's how it was worded, to preserve the life of an infant who is being born, including after an attempted abortion. So that was there. In Arizona, voters were asked whether they should be required to provide a date of birth and voter identification number for early ballot affidavits instead of only a signature. Arizonans voted on proposals about ballot initiatives, including whether the state's legislature can amend or repeal measures that voters have passed if the measures are deemed unconstitutional. In Nebraska, voters were asked if a valid photo ID should be required to vote in any election. In Connecticut, people voted on a constitutional amendment to allow in-person early voting. In Michigan, voters were asked whether to create a 9-day window for early voting, among some other changes, requiring a photo ID or signed affidavit to vote. Five states deciding whether to abolish slavery on Election Day: Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, Vermont. When I first heard that, and many of you heard that, you're like, what? The 13th Amendment to the Constitution ended slavery in the U.S. when it was ratified in 1865, but there was a loophole that allowed it as punishment for people convicted of a crime. So they mostly asked voters to say no to a form of slavery. All right, you know, you look at that again, and if they're enacted, the referendums could be more than a symbolic gesture. Criminal justice reform advocates are saying they could mean higher wages for prison work, among some other changes. So that's what that ultimately...
10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nail the score. Normally would say, there it is.
There it is. We nailed it. Yes.
I knew we could do it. Here it is.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It's not nail the politician, it is election night, but you heard what the man said, that nail the score. So, it's the game of the week in the NFL, your chance to win prizes and bragging rights. You can also send me your guess at Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, tell me what team you're picking and what the final score is. There are a lot of people that have started to do that. I think you all are working out there. Or you can call 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. That's how you get to us, and let me know what you think. As far as the guess is concerned for Nail the Score, the game this week, there were a lot of games that I looked at, but the game this week, here we are, hard to believe where we are in the NFL, by the way, that we're this far into the season, the 13th of November on Sunday, a slew of great games, but even on Thursday, it shouldn't be a coin flip game, but the Falcons are only favored by 3 over the Panthers, but that is not the game of the week. Believe it or not, the game of the week is going to be the Vikings and the Bills. So the Vikings are 7-1, and the Bills are 6-2, and some of the armor has fallen off Josh Allen, although just a little bit. This is going to be in Orchard Park, New York. They're going to go crazy for the Bills. I was just up there, 2 months ago, and it is Bills territory. So Buffalo is favored by 5. The over-under, the total on the game, 45.5 points. 45.5 points. So let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what is going on with you people?
I don't know. What is going on with those people? The wheels have flown off this show more than any point in my career, Pete. I think we have to start over again. I think it's election night. Juju.
I got one for you. Hell yes, we're going to take the AR-15, and that's the ball game.
And that's the first ball game.
The first time he said that, that's exactly what I said. I said, oh, he just lost where he even got started good.
He started good. Oh, my gosh.
You can't talk Texas like that.
No, you can't. No. And you knew that wasn't happening. Too. There's like no way that's not happening. That was the easiest call to make in all of these races.
Oh yeah.
It was a foregone conclusion, but not as much as a foregone conclusion as what's going to happen in this game. What do you think?
I'm thinking when you pick a game, you pick a game. That Buffalo team is something else.
Oh.
But. Minnesota is going to win this one, 27-20.
27-20, Minnesota on the road. That would be huge
for
them.
On the road. Exactly.
8-1 they would be.
Yep.
Wow. And the people in Minnesota would go crazy because, you know, they go crazy, for their Vikings.
No doubt.
Right. I don't know. Maybe I have to watch Fargo to get that accent down. Pete, we love you. Thanks for coming out of the bunker.
See ya.
All right, good stuff from Pete. And again, the game of the week is the Vikings and the Bills in Orchard Park. I know a lot of crazy Bills fans who were not happy with last week. So do they bounce back in front of the home crowd or not? Or is Pete right that this is the Vikings to take? This would be a huge win for the Vikings, no doubt about it. All right, Jeremy Paulson is a huge Vikings fan, and he's the technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you think is going to happen here?
This is a good game. Is Josh Allen going to be out? That's the big question.
And who knows at this point.
But I would say, yeah, of course I'm not going to go against my Vikings. I'm going to say Vikings. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, though. They both have good defenses. I want to say 21-14.
21-14. All right, so low-scoring game. Jeremy picks his home team, the Vikings. Pete picks the Vikings. I'm taking the Bills. I think the Bills win this, but I think it's super close. Really, it really is a tough one to call because is Allen in? What's Allen like if he's in? You know, I mean, there's a lot of questions, and I think the Vikings are up to the task of covering that line and winning this game, but I'm going to go with Buffalo, and I'm going to say that the final score is going to be 24 to 21. Pete said 27-20. I'm going to say 24-21. If you have a guess, you can certainly still jump on the phone lines at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me your guess. That would be Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And just like that, I got a couple of them. I got this one. I like this. I got this from Pete times two. Somebody else named Pete in Louisiana. And Pete says Vikings, but I think that it's going to be 24-17. So 24-17, that's what I almost picked the opposite way with the Bills. And then I got one more in here, Carl, that I can get to. And Carl is picking the Bills, and he says the Bills all the way. He thinks it's going to be 32-28. Wow, that's a really interesting score. But we see scores like, scores are so lopsided. They almost look like it's sometimes baseball scores, you know. And it's an interesting week of games. Like normally the Cowboys and the Packers are playing, and this is in Green Bay. But you know, the Packers are 2-2 at home. And Dallas is favored by 5 on the road in this game. Aaron Rodgers is the mystery man, and can his receivers run the routes he needs them to run, and how many interceptions has he thrown, at timely interceptions? I mean, he's had some shock, I think, and the Packers' injuries have affected him too, and you can clearly see that, and they're going to have to dig very, very deep to make a win out of, you know, to come up with a win, I think. So that game normally would be really, really big on anybody's radar, and I don't think it's going to be quite as big. Now that I've said that, it may be beyond that. It may end up being a really super, super good game. I'll be curious also what happens, because, again, there were some wild finishes this past week. I'll be curious what happens with the Bucks. They're at home, and they're taking on the Seahawks. And Geno Smith suddenly has come alive for the Seahawks, and they could go to 7-3. Tampa is favored by 2.5 in this game. They're at home, but it was a big win for them last week at the last minute. And can they even it and go to 500 and be 5-5? And to me, that game is one that you would circle as who knows what is going to happen there. And of course, it's overseas. It's in Munich. It's being played in Germany. So that's where you get up early and you can enjoy the first game of the morning at 8:30 a.m. Right? Music means we're out of here. Good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score. Don't worry. If you sent me a guess, it will count. Make it count otherwise in your life, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.